be aware of that.
Dark outside.
We're so pleased to have on the other end of our line this morning, Attorney General Dave Yost is with us.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Good.
98.6.
Point 96.7. Did you bring, 98.6, yeah, that would make us all healthy, right?
Oh, that's right, it would.
That's right.
You know what, we both have talked over and over again about one of our favorite ads that ran.
We absolutely cannot stand political commercials because we hear them over and over and over again. But yours was one
you
of them.
Both.
Oh, I know. But yours was one of them that every single time it came on, we were always like, yeah, yo, yo, Yost.
It was a classic. In fact, I think we even at one point played one of your YouTube songs on the show.
I hope you didn't lose too many listeners for that.
The dogs were howling. Let's talk about, this is a very odd time. Mm-hmm. Obviously, nothing we've ever gone through, nothing we ever expected to experience. And from a legal standpoint, it opens up opportunities for people to take advantage of other people.
You know, we do. I know people are probably eating breakfast, but it seems like it's, you know, like when an animal dies, the vultures gather. And, you know, the more there is, the more vultures seem to be circling. And it's no different with the scammers in this crisis. They're out in force and trying to take advantage of people.
I know we want to talk about the checks that the federal government will be issuing to everyone, but let's talk about the scams basically in Ohio. Is there something that's more prevalent than something else right now?
So we see a lot of people, and a lot of this is on social media too. There is no cure for COVID. There's no vaccine. There's no lozenge or cream that you can apply that is going to help you. And all of these things that you're seeing, hearing about, being contacted about are fake. Do not respond to that stuff. They're just trying to get into your pocketbook. The other thing that we're concerned about right now is, you know, the stimulus checks that the federal government is going to begin sending out to us. And, you know, the bad guys would like nothing better than to get their hands on that. Let me give you, I suppose we call these red flags, but it's more like a ticking device with big red numbers that are decreasing. Think MacGyver, right? These are bombs waiting to go off. Run away. If somebody calls you telling you that they can expedite your payment, just hang up the phone. Anybody that's contacting you for that is not legit. Anybody that wants to ask for your information, not legit. The government already knows. So if somebody calls you and says, hey, we just need your Social Security number and your date of birth so we can get this check right out to you this afternoon, that's not the government. They will not, the federal government, the Treasury, IRS, is not going to call you. Another thing to watch out for is expenses. The federal government is not going to ask you for expense money to wire the money to you. And we're here about that. So these are red flags. Run screaming away. Those are bad guys.
As I understand, the checks, some will be getting them as a paper check, like, because they did not provide an account when they had their last time they filed their tax return. And some will have it deposited into their account, correct?
That's correct. Most people are getting direct deposits these days. And if you've never done that this tax cycle, I strongly recommend going to a direct deposit. And here's why. I know people, you know, feel like, well, I don't understand all the electronic stuff, and I hear about these hacks, and it seems not very safe. it is much, much safer than a paper check. Years ago, when I was a prosecuting attorney in my home county, we actually had a bad guy who was following a mail truck through a neighborhood. He was hanging back about a quarter mile, and the tax refund checks that were being delivered that day didn't spend 5 minutes in the mailbox. This guy was just coming and getting them out. And we found that he'd been doing it, you know, before we caught him. It wasn't one of these things like he had a bad idea, went out and did it, and we caught him the first day. This is something that worked for him. Paper checks are just much easier to hijack than a direct deposit to your bank. And I highly recommend the electronic transfer.
Are there any scams people should look at regarding those direct deposits? Anything that people are doing to try to get money out of your account?
Checking accounts.
Yeah, once again, the federal government is never going to call you. They're never going to knock on your door to door unless it's through the census, but they're not going to be asking for your bank account number. So, you know, communicate with the IRS by you initiating going through a, you know, known telephone number that's published for the IRS or through an address.
We've been talking about phone calls, but do people also have to be worried about their email and getting emails about these certain scams?
That's another thing that the federal government will not do. They're not going to email you. If they need to reach you, they're going to send a letter to your home address or the place that you get your communication from the tax regarding taxes. They do not use email. They're not going to ask you for your Social Security or your date of birth by email. They're not going to ask you for routing instructions by email for your bank. And if you see anything like that, report it because that's not legit.
Okay. Well, these are always good tips. And we've got a little I think we have in the background here coming up, we'll let you listen to, I think this is you performing, if I'm not mistaken, God Bless America some time ago. Is this something that you had done? Do you remember doing this recording?
Yes. I can't deny it, I'm afraid.
Do you still do that? Do you still go around and play?
I really don't have much time to practice these days. Occasionally, I'll sit down at a piano at a public event and play God Bless America or, something that I know. I love music, but these days, this job really requires me to be focusing on things other than the ivories or the guitar.
Well, we certainly appreciate your time, sir, and
we do.
We wish you the best and keep the bad guys off the street and make sure that we get through all this from your standpoint.
Be healthy out there.
Thank you very much, Mr. Yost. Take care.
He's got a really good voice.
Yeah, very, very resilient, kind of that rough voice.
A little raspy, yeah, rough. Yeah, that was great. So just make sure that you protect yourself out there and you're smart about answering phone calls and emails and letters and things like that.
Absolutely, absolutely. 22 minutes after 8 o'clock in the morning right here on
The Mix.